one of the fantastic organisations we've been more than happy to support over the last decade in many ways, really, from Beaver Castle to, well, I won't mention Harewood, but up and down the country is, of course, the fabulous CLA Game Fair, former, of course, Daily Telegraph Game Fair that was actually around. But let's talk about the CLA to start off with. That's, of course, is the Countryside Landowners Association. We're talking Country Game Fair as well, but we have a truly wonderful soul to speak to now, whose name is...
I'm Nicola Curry, and I'm the Regional Director for the CLA.
Nicola, good to connect with yourself. I think we might have met in or sort of seen each other around in various ways over the whole things. First of all, we'll talk about the Lincolnshire Show. How do you think this year's is shaping up? Bearing in mind, I think a year ago, the second day was a monsoon.
We were washed away the second day, weren't we, last year? But no, this is much better. Lovely, good weather. It's not too hot, actually, which is perfect. And we're looking forward to having the welcoming the Countess of Wessex onto our stand later on this afternoon.
Quite rightly so. So unusual, exquisite taste. People look at the countryside and think, this is wonderful, it's fantastic, it's so natural. It needs to be managed. We keep coming back to this, and one of the things about CLA is that it does help manage the landscapes that we see.
Yes, well, the CLA is a members organisation. We look after farmers and rural landowners and rural businesses right across England and Wales. And you're absolutely right. Our countryside wouldn't look nearly as beautiful as it does if it wasn't managed. It would actually just revert to scrub and brambles, which would be no good either for producing our food or for looking after the environment.
Ed is a relatively recent convert, I think, to our location reports with Southside and Siren, but obviously we've availed ourselves of the Bramham International Horse Trials. Here you are, press stewarding at the Lincoln Show. Questions from yourself?
Yeah, very much looking forward. I'll just do that link again, Alex. I'm very much looking forward to coming to Warwickshire next month, isn't it?
It is the exciting thing, because I'm looking at Ragley Hall now. Katie has already just sort of, she's lit up as a Birmingham lass. Isn't that right, Katie?
Yeah, I'll be going there, as it's near... to me. Yeah,
looking at the Warwickshire retreat, talk to us about the Ragley Hall Country Game Fair.
Well, it's the CLA Game Fair and we're at Ragley Hall this year, and it's going to be even better than before. We've put an enormous amount of effort into it after the washout of last year, which, as you say, let's gloss over and move on. The CLA Game Fair is probably the biggest in the world, but it's certainly the biggest in Europe. It's a wonderful celebration of all that's great and good about our countryside. There's everything there. It's not just about countryside sports. There's a lot to do with equine. There's the food, area, enormous area of local food and artisan food producers. There's the arts. There's just so much goes on there, from Gunmakers Row to what we jokingly call Bond Street. You can find it all at the CLA Game Fair.
I always used to like to chat to Ian Andrews, actually, of Purdy's, that clearly with a pair of second-hand Purdy rifles going for around about, I think, £150,000 to £200,000. It was a case of we just have to wait a little bit to actually sort that thing through. Of course, we've also got the fabulous Jive Pony. He'll be performing at the CLA Game Fair this year. We spoke to them here and they're looking forward to being at Ragley Hall. It is going to be wonderful. I remember speaking to Oliver when we were at the press day last year, the one bit of Beaver Castle that actually did go ahead really in that sort of setup, and he was very excited about that. And obviously the campaign starts. Let's share with the listener the dates.
Right, well, the CLA Game Fair starts on the 19th. It runs for 3 days, 19th, 20th and 21st of July. And you mentioned the Purdy's and the very sort of top end of shooting, but there's an awful lot there for the children and young people to have a go. Have a go at fly fishing, learn what that's all about. Have a go at clay shooting. There are qualified people there to help your children find out whether it's a sport for them. Perhaps have a go at off-road driving. There's the Land Rover off-road course. All sorts of things. As we mentioned before, there's the horses and the hounds, all that sort of thing.
And it is phenomenal just to actually see the demonstrations actually there. I just put in a little caveat that we weren't obviously suggesting that children should actually be equipped with Purdy rifles. That would be obviously insane.
Of course not. No, of course not.
Ed.
Yeah, so CLA, you mentioned at the start of our little chat how important that was in keeping the countryside tidy and in shape and neat and so forth. What would be the situation if CLA didn't exist? Would it be really bad for us?
I'd say yes, but Nicola, you might have something to say on that.
Well, I would agree with you, of course. No, the reason that we're there, we are, as I said, we're a membership organisation. We're there to represent the rural voice. And what we need to understand these days is that 60% and rising of our population are totally urban. That's the way the dynamics are going. People live in towns now. And that means that the majority of the people who the decision makers in government and local government now come from an urban background. They just don't understand rural issues, and why should they? And so our role is to what I would call rural proof legislation as we go through, so whether it's planning law, whether it's to do with reservoirs, all sorts of bits of legislation that are going through Parliament at the moment, we will sit down and explain to the decision makers why actually that might not work, even though they want it to. And we will help them find a solution. As I say, we will rural proof it, which at the same time helps our members run their businesses to the best of their ability. And at the end of the day, that's good for all of us, because what we need is food. We need plentiful food at the right price.
Katie?
Yeah, I think the part about planning law was interesting, because my sister's a planner, so, yeah.
Yes, we do find we go around the planners and district authorities, and we've got a lot that's going through Parliament at the moment with planning. And it is so important to have that face-to-face dialogue. You're absolutely right. You can write as many advisory briefs as you want, can't you? But there's nothing like sitting down and having a jolly good chat.
We've always said that Southside Broadcasting and Sign of Katie actually also wearing her hat as being an online correspondent for the Radio Warwickshire. So it's all connecting together. So then we actually see three interviews for the price of one. Amazing, Nicola, just multitasking.
Well, good, and we hope to see you all at the game fair.
So we're at the NFU segment of the Lincolnshire Showground here, and we're delighted to speak to the wonderful soul whose name is
Meryl Ward.
Meryl, wonderful to connect with your good self. You've had a special presentation today, I gather.
I have. It was a bit of a setup, actually, because I knew absolutely nothing about this, so I am a bit speechless at the moment. But I'm chair of the Lynx Rural Support Network, and my vice chair, followed by Murug Raymond, who's the deputy chair of the NFU, have just made a presentation to me of a wonderful bouquet of flowers, basically because I was awarded an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours.
And richly deserved.
I'm speechless.
That's all. Ed?
Yes, no, I'm right in thinking, this isn't live, we can edit this, I'm right in thinking that you are Uncle Henry's.
That's
Is
right.
that right? So I've been there, and it's a wonderful place. I was trying to explain to some of the students of the university yesterday why it's worth to make the trip there. And they were saying, well, what is it? And I was finding it hard to describe it myself. I mean, I know what it is and why it's so great, but can you tell us what it is?
Oh, well, we describe ourselves as the best-kept secret in Lincolnshire. We're basically, we are farmers. So Uncle Henry's is on a working farm, and it's a farm shop and cafe, and we also have conference facilities. We do a lot of educational visits as well. So any teachers or governors of schools or parents who think that the school that their child's at would be interested in actually coming out, we do free visits for groups of school children, basically trying to sort of explain the farm-to-fork experience. And having the farm shop there as well, it obviously helps, because they can see the animals, see the crops in the field, and then they can actually go and see the products in the shop. So.
Sounds like an ideal location report for Siren and Southside, actually, Meryl. Katie?
How important do you think the Lincolnshire Show is for Lincolnshire?
I think it's incredibly important, because it's basically the heart of Lincolnshire farming community. It's once a year where we're able to come together and actually show off the best of Lincolnshire food and farming. And we are so much more than just food production. We're environmental stewardship, we're obviously livestock production and arable cropping. There's renewable energy stands here. There are so many different facets to Lincolnshire farming, and we are the second biggest county in the country for food production as well. We shouldn't forget that.
We were talking earlier with the Women in Rural Enterprise folk, and clearly diversification very much at the heartland of so much of the agricultural industry. I think what you said with respect to Uncle Henry's echoes that, really.
We're like many farmers. When sort of prices were very difficult sort of 5 or 6 years ago, we had to find ways of diversifying and increasing our income. But actually, it all fits together very nicely, because, you know, the other part that we need to do as our industry is market ourselves better. So that's about having the produce on the shelf, and some people direct, you know, that means direct marketing. But it's also about the PR of explaining to people what we do.
Absolutely. And in terms of the overall sequence, I get a sense that actually farming, after obviously being first into the recession in many ways, is in a fairly healthy position as we head into 2013-2014.
I think there's, I'm chair of the Lincolnshire Rural Support Network, so we tend to sort of catch up with businesses and individuals who still, and there are a significant number that are still having problems, and part of that is because we are so reliant on the weather, and the volatile weather conditions we've had in the last 12 months have caused significant difficulties to a variety of people. We're also very dependent on the market. We're price takers in many cases for our products, and we're very dependent on volatile market prices, which are set at a world level. And it's managing that volatility and managing the risk associated with it. So it's very much, there's an awful lot to be optimistic about in the industry. We're working in a fantastic environment. We've got the resources at our disposal to do a fantastic job, but it doesn't always work out all of the time.
A year ago, of course, day two of the Lincolnshire Show, and I think it was monsoon conditions, so at least we've improved from that point of view.
Yesterday was a fantastic day, and today looks as though it's going to turn into the same. So, yeah, we need some good luck.
Meryl Ward, MBE from, of course, Uncle Henry's and beyond, and, of course, congratulations once again on the award today. Many thanks.
Thank you very much.
Okay, well, he came, he saw, he's heading back to Doncaster. Lou Bevan is leaving us for the nonce, but he'll be actually back with us for the Great Yorkshire Show. Lou, day two, obviously, of the 129th Lincolnshire Show is continuing ever onwards under, I would say, pretty superb weather. Your thoughts on the day?
Yeah, it's been superb, as always. I was quite surprised when I set out this morning. I did not imagine it was going to be as good a day as we've had. I haven't seen a drop of rain since I got past Gainsborough. And my footwear is somewhat inadequate walking around in Wellington's, because that's what I imagine. But as per usual, it's what we've come to expect now of Lincoln. It's been an absolutely gorgeous show.
Now, you had your first experience of seeing Jive Pony, obviously producing their stuff, etc. Your thoughts on those girls, Rebecca et al?
Very hard working, and a lot of work's gone into it with the horses, with the routines. I think we all got the dancing ponies into our heads with the Olympics last year, and the girls are doing a very good job, and the crowd really appreciated it.
Lou, as ever, a delight. We will touch base with you, I would have thought, in the very near future, and certainly at the Great Yorkshire Show. For the moment, take care, and happy trails.
Thank you, and we will definitely see you at the Yorkshire.